Dr. Parker. It's Mary Sensi from Star 92.9. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. It's nice to hear you.
Yeah, excellent.
Good to see you. And I want to introduce you to Amanda Lee. She's on Middays on Star.
Hi, good. How are you?
And Chantel, who's on Weekday Afternoons.
Hi, Colleen.
Right. Hi, Chantel.
So thank you for giving us a little bit of your time. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the invitation.
We are on the phone with Dr. Colleen Parker from Radiance Medical Aesthetics and Wellness Spa in Williston. You and I had this conversation a few months ago, and what's interesting is that the three of us that work together, you and I had talked about the different stages of women, and the three of us are literally in those different stages from childbearing, perimenopause, to menopause.
I'm glad you finished that sentence. I thought you were going to say child. I'm like, hold on now.
So it was interesting because we were talking about all the changes that happen in your skin, all the changes that happen with
us in general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And so our needs just change over time, and not just with, you know, what we're experiencing in our life, but the what happens with our skin in combination with, decreasing or fluctuating levels of hormones, in addition to what happens with the fluctuating hormones in combination with just solar damage and damage just from years of living.
Yeah, the cellular damage.
So every single period of time requires a different treatment and a different outlook, and it really does need to be kind of tailored to you where you are in your life.
So we try to do guesswork. We try to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the thing, right? We try to Well, I think this will work for me.
This might work for me.
Or we watch too many infomercials.
Yep, and then your face burns overnight, and you think, well, maybe that wasn't it.
I think what we're saying, doctors, we need some help. We need a lot of help here.
Yeah.
Or a lot of times, I'll have patients that they're like, well, my friend got this peel off from Amazon, so I tried this. And sometimes with fairly serious consequences. But you're right. There's so much out there, and there's so many people in stores that are trying to sell you things. Like, I don't blame people for being confused about what actually works and why.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's important to work with somebody who's knowledgeable.
Yeah. I've done an actual, I think maybe three at this point, medical peels for different reasons at different ages. You know, I'd say over the last 20 years, I've gotten three peels for different reasons. And I've always professionally, I don't think I would ever go to Amazon and chemical peel, ever. Ever. Right. Always think that that is the place for a professional.
Interesting that we're talking about peels, preventative things for our faces. I was talking about, what is something different that Amanda, who's in childbearing years, versus somebody in perimenopause and menopause might want to take care of when it comes to their skin?
Typically a woman who's childbearing years, so we'll say 25 to 35, even though obviously that's, can be expanded on both ends.
Right.
There, first of all, we have to take into consideration things that we can't use during pregnancy or if a patient's breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So the chemicals we can use that can potentially be absorbed through the skin need to be different and taken into account. Typically, someone in the 20s to 30s are really looking for a little bit of skin cell turnover, a little bit of brightening. But they don't have those additional decades of sun damage that they're trying to correct.
Right.
And they also haven't seen that drop in estrogen that brings on more of that laxity of the skin that somebody that's perimenopausal and postmenopausal are seeing and are concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, most of my younger patients in their 20s and 30s, they're on top of it. They have been using sunscreen since they were 12.
Right.
They don't go to tanning booths. They're very conscientious about that whole idea of preventing sun damage before it even starts.
Yeah.
So Amanda, you're going to be looking way better than us. By the time you hit our age, you're going to be looking better than me and Mary.
Well, what you just said is just so reassuring. Anytime I even go outside, even my own daughter, if she even says the word sun, I'm like, you got to have sunscreen on. And I think it's definitely great to note that there are things that can be absorbed through the skin. That was a really good point. But that was something that never had completely crossed my mind of it's not just something that's going on your skin, but it's being absorbed into your skin. It's doing stuff to you.
Mm-hmm.